This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A breath of fresh air in your ear, that's what this is. The Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen. Guess who's here? The one, the only, the magnificent, the fabulous, the incorrigible. Is that a word I can apply for you?
The survivor of the hurricane.
Yeah, oh, yeah, right, exactly. We'll talk about that. General Horn is here. Jay is off. So we have, yes, the hurricane. To talk about, it's a big joke now. How did you, because Jennifer does mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles and is, America's a favorite radio personality, but see, according to voting, listener voting, and that would bring us around to understanding that Jennifer is number one radio personality in Los Angeles. Okay, so how did you handle the earthquake and the hurricane? That wasn't, the earthquake was really an earthquake, but the hurricane was just a lot of wind and rain. I was talking to my daughter.
Less wind, who, more rain, I think.
Yeah, it sounds like an ad for something,
tastes
right?
Tastes great, less filling.
Yeah, less rain. Yeah, exactly. So my grandson was very upset because there was no school. And
yeah,
so
they
one
canceled.
Would
these people are such weenies.
They are. That's a great word for them. They're weenies. Yes. So explain.
Well, it was actually, it's been quite dramatic because, you know, usually I hang out with you on Mondays.
Yes.
I was actually away. I was on, on a little vacation this weekend since I didn't do a big vacation.
Shirking your responsibilities here.
Yeah,
by the
shirking,
way.
Shirking yes. All my responsibilities. But since I didn't do a big vacation, like a weeks long vacation, I have been trying to take a couple of weekends just for my own mental health.
I take a Monday here and there off.
Yeah, it's a good way to like change your scenery a little bit.
Yeah.
And so I had actually taken the entire day off of my
So you went to
show.
San Diego for the weekend?
No. I decided to go to Catalina.
Oh, even better. Yes. So
they tried to evacuate Catalina.
Yeah, right. I know that. Yeah.
But I was up in I'm in Ventura County. And so, where the earthquake was. And so I get a call from work and they're like, oh, I don't know. I think we might need somebody, you know, because no one knows how to cover a hurricane, right? Nobody
right.
knows this. And so I'm like, well, I guess I come back. I guess I, you know, I don't know. So I come back on Sunday morning, afternoon. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it is, I will say, about 11, well, probably about 11, 12 on Sunday. It was pelting with rain. Like, it was a lot of rain. Now, I won't say that that's any different. We've had the atmospheric river this winter. We've had a lot of heavy rain. But it was heavy rain on the road where you're kind of like a little sketched out about driving. You know, we've all been in that moment when you're in a downpour and it's a little unnerving. But that was about the bulk of it. I mean, it rained the rest of the day, and it rained consistently, and no one knew what was coming next because we just don't know what to do with weather in California, and we also don't know how the roads are going to hold up because the roads stink, as you know, if you've ever driven through California.
Yep.
They're already junky. And, of course, the power line situation. I mean, there was a really big threat that you'd have power lines down and that kind of thing. So, thankfully, not much of that happened. There were some areas of flooding, like in Palm Springs, a couple of areas in Ventura County, but thankfully, all in all, it was really just a lot of rain. But as soon as I get home and I unload the car, and I'm like literally soaking wet, and I change my dry clothes, and I sit down on the couch for a second, and all of a sudden I start to feel like kind of nauseous. Like, am I getting sick? And then my phone goes off and says, it's an earthquake. I went, oh, okay, good. I'm not keeling over. It's actually an earthquake because it was a very rolly one. And then those poor people up in Santa Paula and Ventura County had 13 aftershocks that were not huge, but enough to shake you up. I only felt the big earthquake. But for the people up there, it was kind of unnerving.
I referred to it as Mother Nature burping and farting.
Yeah, but you know what? Those kind of earthquakes are good because they let off steam without causing a tremendous amount of damage.
Literally. That's you're literally explaining what does happen. The steam, the gases that are under the surface come out and relieve the pressure that causes the earthquakes in the first place. Mm-hmm. And so this is nothing new, but the news media wants to make this seem like the world is coming to the end. It's been going on for billions of years. This stuff goes on. So it happens that the culprit here in terms of the hurricane is probably La Nina. I'm sorry, El Nino, because it's warmer in the central and southern Pacific Ocean than it normally would be.
Ocean, it stops. That's why we don't have hurricanes here, right?
Right. So you'll be interested to know that the trajectory of the hurricane, or what's left of it, the rain and the wind, has blown up north and hitched onto the jet stream. So the heat and humidity that they're having today and tomorrow in the Midwest and have for the last couple of days will be exacerbated by the rain blowing through Thursday morning. And then it heads toward my neck of the woods. So I'm going to get the rain on Friday that you had on Monday.
Isn't that exciting?
Michelle, my God, isn't that wonderful?
Very humid for L.A. Oh, yeah. And the other really funny thing is that people absolutely started panic buying again, like they did during COVID. You walked into grocery stores and every bottle of water was off the shelves.
Yeah.
Every single one. All the bread. People were like just...
Megan said she went to the Trader Joe's She went to the one that's on... it's actually close to the original one. It's not in Encino, wherever it is. It's in her new neighborhood. And she said the parking lot was full. The next door parking lot was full. Parking lot across the street was full. So she just parked down the street and didn't get it. There were people waiting. You know, people are so unimaginative. They sat in their cars for 15, 20,
waiting
25 minutes waiting for a spot rather than go down the street and get your lazy butt out of the car, walk up the street to Trader Joe's. Anyway, but everything was
panicked,
gone.
People panicked, though. Everything was gone. I saw a bunch of memes. The only thing left was white bread, and they were saying this is so L.A.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to eat white bread in Los Angeles.
Right. So... what is it with the heat? What is it with the extreme weather? Is it, excuse me, going to continue forever? And is this, according to the doomsday clock and others who follow that silly stuff, it's the beginning of a lifetime of hotter summers.
I don't even know if I believe that. I feel like this summer has actually been cooler in Los Angeles. I mean, the only weird thing is that we have this tropical storm blow through. That hasn't happened in 84 years.
Right.
But as far as, like, the temperature outside goes, it's been a pretty mild summer by Los Angeles standards. It didn't even get hot until the 1st of July.
So how many people do you think live in L.A. County and are upset by the weather and are going to move? Like, pick up their lives and look for a more climate-friendly place to live.
There still is not a more climate-friendly place. Now, it's the only thing we have going for us. There's a million reasons to move out of L.A. The weather is still in the pro column, I believe.
So if you're in New Orleans and you're wondering about another Katrina, wherever there's the hurricane down in the Gulf of Mexico, and James Collins is in our studio in Dallas. I think the weather that we were talking about earlier this week hit Houston, which is 280 miles south of you. So probably didn't. Once these things hit land, they usually slow down. That's the interesting thing about the storm that hit you, Jennifer, that it went up to the north, northeast, and is caught now in the jet stream, which was, they went up into Canada a little bit, and now it's coming across. But usually these things, when they hit the mountains, or even land, they just slow down and they die.
Out, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Phoenix if you look at and you want to study the temperatures around the country, and what's different. We've had the Northeast has had pretty typical summer weather here, with the exception temperature-wise. But in the exception column is the rain. I, as a farmer, have not been able to do anywhere near what I should be doing at this time of year, or up to this time of year, in terms of hay for my animals for the winter, or hay that we sell to people who have horses, that kind of stuff. And that has been a problem. But in terms of generally, you know, you go back over the record books, and this happened about 20-some-odd years ago, same thing. So is the one concern, or the one question I would have, is about the rising temperatures, because the oceans do seem to be warmer, at least from the point of view of recorded information that's available. My gut tells me that all of this sort of thing has gone on before, but it's been hundreds of thousands, if not millions of years since it happened. You know, you look at the Midwest, for example, there's no ocean there, but the Great Lakes and the rivers around that feed into the Great Lakes, apparently the temperatures there are warmer. The folks in Minnesota, for example, have real warm weather. It's always hot and humid, though, in the Midwest. In the summertime, it's hot and it's humid. But you go down to cities like Detroit and Cincinnati and Buffalo, there are... they've had very modest summers. They've had the nicest weather, some people say, since the 1950s. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, again, it's like, what are we so myopic that we only look at the here and now, and we let ourselves get all worked up by social media people who are, you know, grinding an axe for some particular circumstance. And then we have the climate change people. Oh, my God, no! We've got to buy an electric car. So yesterday, I was talking to my friend who owns the 20, he's just got a couple more, so he's got, I think, 29 car dealerships. Mm-hmm. And he says the electric cars are backing up like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, nobody wants them.
Well, why would you want one? There's no place to plug them in. First of all, the state of Massachusetts, you know, I'm developing this 63-unit complex, and they're telling us we have to put plugs in for electric cars because that's in the new state law. Why? Nobody's buying them. Well, I shouldn't say nobody. There are electric cars on the road, and you see them plugged into shopping malls and stuff. But listen, people are saying they want internal combustion engines, and they're voting with their pocketbook. So there you go. Think about that. 18 after on Good Day.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No. It was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
BlueStar medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had BlueStar in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried BlueStar.
BlueStar is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the BlueStar in the first aid section. Feel BlueStar work fast or your money back.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and SuperDeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Three after the hour now. It's social media time of the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, and a couple of items of interest here in this portion of the program, including birthdays. Happy birthday to listener Bob Maria, John Spar. Let's see here.
There's a restaurant called John Spar in my neighborhood.
Is there?
Yeah, really? I wonder if it's the same one.
I don't know where this guy lives. I can't quickly tell because you don't know where. Well, yeah, if you look at their Facebook page, you can find out where they live. But at any rate, happy birthday to those folks. A couple of things that we're tracking and doing. We have a new handle. Do you know that social media handle is at Good Day Networks now, Jennifer? So if anybody asks
that.
You, yeah, it's much easier. Threads, which is the newest social media platform from Facebook, coming to the web and desktop computers over the next couple of days. Threads launched as a mobile app last month, tracked 150 million users right away, and then it pretty much fell off because it seemed to be useless, right? Didn't you notice that? How are you handling that on your program on KRLA in
Threads?
Terms of social media? Threads, yeah.
Yeah, right. We haven't used it. I haven't used it. I don't know anybody who really uses it, actually.
So what it is just, from what I can tell, an extension of Instagram. And
yeah,
there are all kinds of
users. A lot of people do double posting. I don't know. It seems very confusing, the swirly background. I don't know. I might be too old.
Well, yeah. There you go. And then there's X.
Right.
I don't know anybody who's taken that seriously, right? And every time you see X, it's always in bracketed parentheses, formerly known as Twitter. What the heck is that all about? Well, if you're going to change the name, then change the name. Don't keep talking about what it used to be.
Well, especially, do you know how many people would kill for the branding of Twitter? Why you throw that out the window? I don't know.
So the activity on Threads is down 80% from when it launched. So maybe that's why they are doing this to get more people into it. Now, let's see. There are only 10 million daily active users, down from 80 from when it first started. So it's irrelevant, as I was kind of saying before.
And it went.
Why am I talking about it? That's a good question. Why the heck am I wasting our time talking about this? Let's see what we can come up with here in terms of response to some of the things that we have. Yeah, we have time. Posted at Good Day Networks. Good Day Networks, that's our new handle for all of the social media. I posted up the following phrase, Jennifer. Okay. Life is better when you start forgiving the people who never apologized. How often has it come? This is something that Zig Ziglar said once, and I found him to be one of the more interesting creative characters in terms of inspiration. When you think about what he said, I mean, really, think about it. Life is better when you start forgiving the people who never apologize. We all have people like this in our lives. So Bob Berman said, that's so hard sometimes to do, but yes, it is. One of our frequent contributors, Terry Seavey in New Hampshire, definitely, she says, what do you think in terms of insight? I like these things because they give us an opportunity to just kind of dig into what it is that people are thinking. But when you think about it, how many people in your life have done you wrong and never apologized? Do you forgive them? Yeah.
I think it's, you know, you can forgive, you can move on. I don't like to carry around a huge amount of anger. I don't know.
Nah, it just doesn't, bad for you.
It doesn't serve, and if they really did you dirty, why would you let them win and carry around mm-hmm. all that anger?
We asked a question earlier in the week about losing your temper. What causes you to lose your temper?
Ooh, I did. Dumb people.
Yeah, well, did you say, I didn't see that. I did see, I'm gravitated to Paul Stern, who's a fellow who used to work with us, he's down in Palm Springs. He said, Trump's mounting legal bills. He was always, wasn't he, on the liberal side of things?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. All right, here we are, fixated on today at 28 after the hour.
Cash Crunch, there's an app for that. I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. You can earn cash back using the Upside app for gas, groceries, and at participating restaurants. Open a free account and then claim offer at participating businesses. You can redeem points for gift cards or deposit to your bank account. And who pays for this? The merchants who want you to be a regular. Read more at upside.com. You might already check gasbuddy.com for best price at the pump in your zip code, and their free forever gas card can save as much as 25 cents a gallon. And here's a tip. If you're unfamiliar with an app, hit bbb.org, the Better Business Bureau, and Google user reviews. Be careful which apps you let onto your phone. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks on the blog at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The GOP presidential debate took place last night in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Noticeably absent was presidential candidate Donald Trump. On Tucker Carlson's X feed, Trump explains why he skipped the debate.
You see the polls have come out, and I'm leading by 50 and 60 points. And, you know, some of them are at 1 and 0 and 2. And I'm saying, do I sit there for an hour or 2 hours, whatever it's going to be, and get harassed by people that shouldn't even be running for president? Should I be doing that? And a network that isn't particularly friendly to me.
The trial of Brian Koberger, who's been accused of killing four University of Idaho students, is being delayed indefinitely. Yesterday, Koberger waived his right to a speedy trial, which allows the courts to schedule a trial more than 6 months out from his arraignment. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
You're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
You can call from so many devices nowadays, so there's no excuse. Call 855-999-DOUG. 855-999-3684.
Jennifer Horn, Doug Steffen, at your service and on your side, fighting truth decay with every word that comes out of our mouths. You think that's true, really? Truth decay is fought with every bit of our being, our fiber, our very existence. Yeah. Well, I guess it all depends on what we think the truth is. The truth, what do they say in court? The truth, the whole truth.
Free, baby.
Nothing, yeah, but also you got to give them the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
That's right.
There. So school's back in session, a lot of places around the country. Important to honor our teachers. Every once in a while I ask, I think Jennifer, over the years, you and I have talked about this any number of times, maybe at the beginning of the school year. It's nice to talk about the teachers you had, the work they did to support you and to bring you along. Some of the teachers in the small towns, I think, are, my own prejudice is they're better than some of the teachers that are in the bigger school systems, because I think maybe they come in with this pure idea, but they get wrapped up in the unions. Certainly Los Angeles is an example of that, Jen. Where the teachers' union has so much control.
Well, and crazy
over
edicts from the state. You know, we have...
Like what?
Oh, my gosh. Lately, you won't believe this. So when it comes to parental rights...
I'll believe anything that comes out of California.
Well, you would think this just sounds like common sense. So there are... And this is just going school district by school district. This isn't even statewide, because the legislature wouldn't vote it through. But, you know, California has created itself as a sanctuary state, not only for abortion, but for transgender surgeries, which means, not that we're just a pro those things state, it means that people can come here at any age, under the age of 18, and initiate those things without parental consent. Especially when you're talking about puberty blockers and gender reassignment surgery, this is really controversial, because you don't need a 12 or 13-year-old making these really adult decisions for themselves.
You can't have a 12 or 13-year-old making these decisions.
I don't care what your politics are, what you believe about your life. I mean, it doesn't make sense. We don't let a 13-year-old walk into a tattoo parlor and get a tattoo. So why would we let them make such a huge decision? So in that case, there have been school districts that have set it up where they have to notify parents.
Why is the school involved in this at all? This isn't about education.
If a kid goes to school and says, I want to be called so-and-so, or I want to be called he, him, but she's really a she, her, or she wants to use a different bathroom, or whatever it is, that within 3 days they have to notify the parents. Now the Attorney General is going after schools for requiring teachers to do that. And they're doing investigations. You have, and this is the real crazy one, if kids in California say that they are not getting respected for their desired pronouns from their parents, they can remove themselves from their parents' home and go into a group home situation. Now, ask yourself this. When your kid, let's just say when Megan was mad at you, because I know I used to do this to my mom all the time. I'm calling Child Protective Services on you. How many times does your kid say that, right? I'm calling the police.
It never
on
happened
you.
To me, but my daughter's been upset with me when she was a teenager. But
yeah, as a joke. I mean, not as a joke, but as something mean, you know, if your mom's disciplining you. My mom never did anything.
Well, that happened one summer. Megan came to live with me. Her mother was telling her she couldn't do something, and she said, I'm going to live with my father.
Right.
So Tony packed up her bags and brought her up here, and that was the end of that.
Have a good
day.
Well, now kids have the authority to remove themselves from their parents' home.
Where do they go? The state's going
to
pay for where they go?
A group home setting.
Yeah. All right, so
crazy.
It is crazy. Let's calm the situation down and think about Alice Davenport, who is a school teacher in an elementary school in Norristown, Pennsylvania. This is the exact opposite of what we're talking about, Jennifer. Here was a particularly impactful educator who has been honored. She died this year at the age of 103. She was the first black teacher in the town. And so they have changed the name of an elementary school to honor her. And the fact is, according to the town fathers, it had nothing to do with her being black. It had to do with the fact that she started her career here and finished her career here and affected hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people in her time in the district. And so she's remembered in Norristown for her dedication, for her service, for her high achievements. And she was also one of these people that helped other teachers, as she was a mentor, apparently, to a lot of younger teachers. And isn't that what we need as a teacher? I remember, as I taught for 4 years in the middle school here in Framingham, where I went to school, and I was 21 years old when I started teaching school. And I had all of the colleagues in my school were people I'd had as teachers when I was in junior high school. So here, and they had a wonderful time with me, because most of them remember me. I was a fairly colorful student, as you might imagine. And so they all...
Like you?
they all remembered me. There was a teacher, because my given name is Dudley, and I was a marshal, a student marshal on the third floor at Lincoln Junior High School. And Charlie McCarthy was the science teacher, and he used to get out, and he was across the hall from Louis Cadarni, who was the math teacher. And the two of them would have the greatest time with me. They'd yell at the end of the hall, "Dudley!" And everybody'd turn around and look, and I would be there dutifully directing the traffic around where we were. It was just, and then to work with these guys, 10 years later when I was teaching, it was a lot of fun, but they all took me under their wing. They all made me a better teacher, and I was better in all kinds of ways because of it. And so the point of that story is that if you can find in, not just in teaching, but in anything, radio, your business, whatever it is, if you can find a mentor, maybe you're working in the family business and your dad or your grandfather started the business and they're the mentors, they've taught you, maybe you were learning the trade when you were 10, 12, 13, 14 years old. That's fabulous. And it gives you, I think, a feeling of knowledge also brings you a lot of security. Don't you think that's true, Jennifer? If you know more.
Oh, absolutely. Especially in most businesses, at least in the world I've run in, yeah. It's all about who you know, and it's about people that will recommend you and that will go to bat for you. And that comes from a really good mentor. Yep. There's just so many things to learn. And to think we've all got it in the bag, everybody needs a mentor.
Yep. All right, the folks at NASA have released some more footage of this helicopter, and you're saying, huh? There's a helicopter on Mars, and it has flown 54 flights. How about that? Did you know that even?
Real Mars?
The real Mars, and not the TV show that Shatner is doing. No, this is, have you watched that show, by the way?
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. I had to stop. It was.
He's not.
He's the best part, but he's only on for like three minutes.
By far, he's the best part. Anyway, so they're using this helicopter to evaluate whether or not you can operate. They sent it up there in the last Mars mission. And so imagine again, this thing, it takes signals from the Earth 3 seconds to get to Mars to tell this helicopter what to do.
Crazy?
And if you see pictures of it, it's like a little box on legs with an electric motor on it that they can charge by, you know, pushing the button down in, I think it's Jet Propulsion Laboratory where they're running it from. But it's just another one of those things. And I looked at, there's a button on the screen, and it says, land now. You push that button, and it lands. That's it.
Martians are getting around big time now, right? It's their new transit.
Right. They've dubbed the helicopter Flight 53, or whatever the certain. And that's, I think, because of they had planned to have it do 53-54 missions. Anyway, I just find it's fascinating. It's so much of a relief to get away from the normal.
Did I tell you I saw the meteor shower?
No.
Last week? Yes. It was incredibly beautiful, and I know we both are like space nerds, which is why I'm telling you this.
Yeah.
I was up at my uncle's ranch in Tehachapi, which would get you out of the light pollution of L.A. It was absolutely gorgeous. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, well, it has that effect on you, and then you begin to think of how, you know, what goes on, how small we are.
Yep.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, speaking of that, a North Carolina woman facing charges today after orchestrating a false report of her own murder. Oh. How about that? Who's crazy enough to want to do that? Margaret.
Was she trying to get away from something or what?
Well, apparently, she's 37-year-old Margaret Sweeney was reported missing last Friday. There was a report, an anonymous report to the local police department. They began an investigation. They were
like this. Yeah, hello, I'm missing. I mean, she's missing.
Yeah. Well, apparently, even got onto the Fox News app. And then, interestingly enough, she was arrested because she was found and charged with filing a false report, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The reason I'm bringing it up is because she said the reason she did it is because she wanted to have the notoriety that Carrie Russell got last month. Remember her?
Yeah,
she
did the same thing. Her own disappearance.
Yeah. Who's thinking?
This is the problem when these dummies come up with stuff like this. Then there's copycat.
Right. Exactly. So am I being a bad guy because I'm talking about it? And maybe I shouldn't be talking about it. Maybe it gives people a bad idea. All right, so here's...
Stupid is what it is.
It is. A Minneapolis security guard who worked for the Taylor Swift tour was fired for asking fans to take photos of him standing in front of Taylor Swift. What a dummy. Calvin Decker says he applied for the security job in order to attend the concert without paying for it. And then the fan posted the video of him standing next to her.
Well, I guess that's what he was there for. Too late now. They figured it out too late.
Yep. Here's the story of a girl who met a man at a cigar lounge, went on a date with him, went to a party with him, went to bed with him, apparently, and then she found out that he was married and had children, and he lived in the same town. How stupid are you to try to pull something like that off in the same town where you live? Is that,
A lot of people think they can get away with a lot of things.
Yep. All right, here's another one of these crashes. A woman, 80 years old, lost control, 90 years old, control of her car, crashed into a beauty salon, narrowly missing a person who was standing in the lobby. This is Phoenix. The crash happened the other day at the Belle V salon. The reason I bring it up is because there are so many of these people at this age who are driving their cars into places, storefronts. How many of these things, have you talked about these on your program on KRLA?
When they happen, in L.A. Typically, there's so many other murders.
Not supposed things to talk about.
Yeah, terrible things.
All right, it's 48 after. This is Good Day. Happy to have back on the fold Elizabeth Miller, who's here from Calitrin. How is it possible that 86% of the people who take Calitrin find success?
Well, I think that, you know, the reason Calitrin has such a huge success rate is because it's working with your body. It's not a quick fix fad product. It's not a drug. It's not a stimulant. It doesn't have anything negative in it at all. It works with your body to rebuild lean muscle tissue. So it revs up your metabolism naturally. So we're just using your body's tools and helping your body's functions to burn off those fats and sugars more efficiently.
So we're in the beginning of the new year. What do we have for special deals?
Right now, we've got discounts on all kinds of packages on here. If you go to toploss.com, you're going to see that there. And also, the more you buy, the more you save. It's at toploss.com. And then you can also use the promo code Doug, D-O-U-G, for free shipping on all orders of Calitrin on there.
Toploss.com. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 35% off Emerald products and Superdeck stains August 25th through the 28th. That means 35% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 35% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
This report is brought to you by Chase. Chase's new Consumer Digital Banking Attitude Study found that 54% of consumers used digital banking tools more than they did a year ago due to the pandemic. The study also found that consumers of all ages said that these tools save time and are a safe and easy way to manage their finances from anywhere. Fraud alerts, electronic bill payments, and mobile check deposits are the most important digital banking features, according to surveyed Chase customers. According to Allison Beer, head of digital at Chase,
the pandemic has demonstrated that digital banking is essential for all customers to confidently manage.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Now, 53 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program with our friend Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show, brought to you in part by the folks who will help you win two free nights in Las Vegas. This is perfect for you, Warren. You can go on me. Just call 800-419-DOUG, and you can go. Just tell them you know me, all right? Just help yourself in a couple of free nights in Las Vegas. All right, so I want to talk about dogs and what they eat.
Yeah, go ahead.
The question about dog food, because there's a lot of, I happen to use the stuff that you advertise on your program, the Pet Show. The food that comes from Lucy Pet is the best that I have found. And so it caused me to pay attention to something that came across my screen, an audio book that exposes the dark truths behind the pet food industry. This is something, the audio is called Toxic, From Factory to Food Bowl, Pet Food is a Risky Business. This is written by food safety expert Phyllis Entis, who got interviewed on this podcast. And so I wonder what you thought. This is the typical, here we are exposing shocking practices that have led to numerous safety scandals. As far as I can tell, the pet food industry is the same as every other food industry. Some of it's good and some of it's crap.
Well, and it's an organization, just like the FDA, you know, there's the AFCO. AFCO is an organization, a federal organization that regulates animal feed. And so make sure whatever you're feeding your dog or your cat is AFCO certified. But saying that, you know, they have a valid point. There are certain pet foods out there and dog foods out there that I would never feed to any animal I have. But here's some of the things.
Canned stuff is, they found salmonella.
Yeah.
And some of this stuff. And, you know, how would you know?
The raw food, some of the raw foods. You know, some people feed raw food. I don't believe in raw food. Some people
I don't
do.
Either.
But here's the bottom line. Let me give an example. I was down at a pet food plant in Arkansas a couple of years ago. In that plant, they manufactured 65 different types of pet food. Different brands. So what they would do is they would
change the same stuff with all these different levels.
Very similar. But yeah. Let me tell you, I'm not going to promote the food I advertise. Let me just tell you why it's so different. I did an actual broadcast from their location about a month and a half ago. And here's why. I wanted to explain to people the difference. They have their own plant. They manufacture their own food at their own plant about 20 minutes from my house. Not only that, they just invested, one of the only companies that did that, they just invested $1.5 million in their own laboratory. What does that mean? It means that every single ingredient is tested as it comes in and every product is tested as it goes out. So those are the things people should look into. For example, where their food is manufactured, what's in their food, it's AFCO certified, and people really need to research their food, their pet food, the way they would research their own. I stick with one specific type of food for my pet. I've changed over the years as I've seen different things. And supplementation is critical. You know, just like with us, and I'm not bragging about my Hugs and Kisses, but Hugs and Kisses makes a difference. And here's why. Skin and Coat, lecithin, chondroitin for the hips and joints, glucosamine, biotin, all of those things put together. So just like with people, you want to buy a good quality dog or cat food for your pet, but at the same time, don't negate a supplementation. We realize now how important that is. I'll give you an example. Probiotics. A lot of people know what probiotics are. Probiotics are everyone's brain. Probiotics. What's more important is, does it have prebiotics? Prebiotics actually feed probiotics, making them worse. So you have to do that research. If you do a little research, I'm sure you'll come up. And there are many good foods out there. Many good foods out there. You need to do your research.
Well, Hugs and Kisses. I give Daisy Eats, Lucy Pet, and Hugs and Kisses every day. And that would be one of the reasons I think she's as healthy as she is. You can find out, by the way, about Hugs and Kisses by going to hugsandkisses.com or thepetshow.com. So it brings me around to a question about dogs and their habits. Why do they move their food? Why do dogs move their food around?
There are several reasons. For example, a lot of dogs are group animals. They're pack animals. Just like I don't like to eat alone, a lot of dogs don't like to eat alone. So if you're sitting in the living room or you're hanging out in the living room, they may bring their food in there. They may have come from a big litter where they had to hide some of the food or they couldn't get to the mother's food and they're afraid that the other animals are going to get to it instinctively. It could just be that they're hoarding their food. Some animals hoard their food if they didn't get enough when they were younger. So many, many reasons why they would move their food. Or, as I said, they might have been gone after by other dogs in a multi-household, so you got to be careful with that. But that's why they move it. Sometimes they just want to eat with mom and dad.
You heard it first here, or maybe second. You may have heard it first on the Pet Show itself. Pet Show is hosted by Warren Eckstein, who's my friend and here every week at this time to talk about you and your pets and feeding them all the good things that you need to know. Here is the Good Day program at 59 past the hour.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.